From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Health insurance enrollment through the new health exchanges has reached nearly 3.3 million people through the end of January. Federal officials made that announcement today. NPR's Julie Robner explains the new numbers also show an upswing in the percentage of young adults signing up.
Technical difficulties that kept many people from signing up during the early launch of the exchanges has kept total enrollment below original projections. But since most of the glitches were fixed in early December, enrollment has grown steadily. The just under 3.3 million people includes those who signed up on exchanges run by both the federal government and states. Federal officials also noted that January saw a 3 percentage point increase in enrollment of young adults to 27% of the total. Many analysts had predicted that key demographic would sign up later in the open enrollment period, which closes at the end of March. Julie Rodner, NPR News, Washington.
The Senate, as expected, has approved a measure that will allow the nation to continue paying its bills by a final vote of 55 to 43. The Senate following the House's lead in approving a so-called clean version of a bill, meaning without amendments, to raise the debt ceiling. The final vote was somewhat anticlimactic since earlier today the measure cleared a procedural hurdle insisted upon by Tea Party Republican Ted Cruz. What is shaping up to be a storm of possibly epic proportions is already hammering parts of the southeast with ice and snow, and now it's apparently got the northeastern U.S. in its crosshairs. Snow followed by sleet has been coming down in North Carolina today. In the Raleigh area, North Carolina Department of Transportation Communications Supervisor Steve Abbott says the situation is bad.
People are starting in some places to abandon their vehicles in the travel lanes, and that just adds to the problem. A, it's dangerous for them because that means they're on foot or there's traffic going on. B, they're blocking the access to clear those roads.
Storm is now pushing northward up the I-95 corridor and expected to bring as much as half a foot of snow to some areas. Comedian Sid Caesar, one of early network television's biggest stars, has died in Los Angeles at the age of 91. NPR's Susan Stamberg says Caesar's gentle adult comedy delighted audiences in the 50s.
Sid Caesar did character skits. As the know-it-all professor, he explicated the theory of flying and its source.
What keeps the birds in the air? College.
On Your Show of Shows and Caesar's Hour on television and on stage and screen, Sid Caesar kept America laughing. His writers included men who became major comic forces, Mel Brooks, Neil Simon, Larry Gelbart, Woody Allen. But it was Caesar's talent that drove their sketches straight into the nation's funny bones. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
Stocks ended the session mixed today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 30 points to close at 15,963. The NASDAQ gained 10 points. The S&P 500 was down a fraction. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The Archdiocese of Milwaukee, which has already filed for protection from creditors as it deals with pending child sex abuse lawsuits, says it will set aside $4 million for victims in its reorganization plan. The Catholic Archdiocese, which filed for bankruptcy in 2011, says it opted to file for bankruptcy because pending child sex abuse suits